demo. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feel this demo. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this demo.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Central Texas, crews digging through piles of debris to try to locate the more than 160 people still missing after catastrophic flooding exactly a week ago. ABC's Trevor Ault has more from Kerrville, the city President Trump and the First Lady will be visiting this morning.
President Trump and the First Lady will be meeting with emergency responders and grieving families, and he will also likely face questions about the response to this tragedy. He's so far only had praise for the government's response. He's referred to this flooding as a once in every 200 years event.
State Department firing more than 1,300 career diplomats and civil servants as a part of a reorganization plan announced earlier this year. Critics say it'll damage America's global leadership. State Department says it will streamline operations. 800 flight cancellations, 9,000 flight delays, all of it because of the weather in the Midwest. Most of those disruptions happening at O'Hare Airport. Already said today's rain and lightning could also disrupt things. This is ABC News. A guy in northeastern Pennsylvania wasn't pretending to be a police officer. He was pretending to be an ATM repairman, and police say he was stealing as he did it.
Jamie Andadora, manager of AJ's Bar and Grill in Carbondale, telling ABC affiliate WNAP-TV.
They just come in, they don't even say anything. Hi, how are you? Nothing, half of the time. So I wouldn't question it.
Court papers say Kenneth Van Gorder stole from ATMs while on service calls throughout Lackawanna County, often when nothing was broken. The ATM company reported the theft to the DA. Detectives put a GPS tracker on Van Gorder's car. They say evidence shows he reprogrammed the ATM to cover his tracks, then deposited the cash into his bank account.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Prices could be taking a bite out of back-to-school spending. A new forecast from Deloitte says the back-to-school shopping season is expected to stay flat compared to last year, with families likely to spend about $570 per child. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Sue Holmes of the Santa Zells Foundation to talk about the elves and what they do.
For those people that aren't familiar with Santa's elves, the foundation was actually originated in 1996 to bring a brighter Christmas to children in our area. So this is like the, 31st year or something like that. And
started kind of right in Fifield with Deb.
It did.
Deb
there
Alexander.
A group of women. Deb Alexander is the president. Yes.
Yeah.
And I know a few of the other ladies, but I can't remember both first and last name, so sorry about that, girls.
Yeah.
But, a small group of women felt this urge to support the children and the need in the community.
Yeah.
Over 30 years later.
Yeah.
But we do serve all of Price County and southern Ashland County, including Glidden. And throughout the years, the need for assistance has varied, you know, from as few as five families in the beginning to as many, we've served over 80 families the last couple of years. So that's families, not children. Children, we've served over 200 children, and each child gets 3 to 4 presents. Our local fire department and EMS people are kind enough in the Park Falls area to deliver these presents here. Mm-hmm. We've coordinated it. We get the need, identify the families that would benefit from the services through the school system, through some of the other assistance programs in the county, so that we make sure we're targeting those people that would truly benefit.
Okay.
We have elves in part of our group that just do fundraising. We have operations elves that help wrap presents and, you know, make sure that the right number of presents are going to the right kids.
Got but you it. Said last year over 200.
Over 200 children received
children
gifts.
Last year.
And that's, you know, 3 to 4 or 5 gifts depending on what's on their list.
Yeah.
And they're useful things, not just toys. You know, we when they fill out applications, we ask the sizes. So you'd be surprised how many children in need of gloves and mittens, boots, snow clothes. And so we do have some individuals even in the community that are making these things for us on a regular basis so that we have a supply that we can offer these kids. It's just a great outreach. And then there's something else that's going on in conjunction with the event. We have a new Weber former performer, valued at $400. And there's a chance drawing going on at 3 o'clock. We're going to draw for the winners right after the golf outing at the country club. So you could just buy tickets for that. They're $1 a piece or okay. 6 for $5.
Golfing for Santa's Elves is taking place tomorrow from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Parkville's Country Club. And once again, that number to register is 715-820-6219. The Santa's Elves Foundation is very grateful for all of the support that they receive. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
MacArthur Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
A buzzer beater for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The NBA Summer League kicked off last night in Las Vegas. Teams getting a look at some of their youngest players. Milwaukee against Denver, down by 2. Andre Jackson Jr. with a pass to the Bucks' Jamari Bouye, who moved to the right behind the three-point line on ESPN.
Jackson to inbound. He finds Bouye. Liddell all over him. The step over. He gets it up.
The Bucks over the Nuggets, 90-89. GM John Horst and Doc Rivers to introduce Miles Turner to the media, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, the Brewers against the last place Nationals. The crew now just 2 games behind the Cubs, who beat the Twins yesterday 8-1, avoiding the sweep in Minnesota. Pete Crow Armstrong with 2 home runs, and former Brewer pitcher Colin Ray allowing just 1 run in 7 innings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. The godfather of ice fishing and freshwater fishing Hall of Famer, Dave Gens, is an avid smallmouth bass angler on the rivers during the summer months when there is no ice. And when he says it seems like the best place, it isn't what you think. I'll tell you exactly what it is, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens is an avid smallmouth bass angler on the Mississippi River. And he says that it is the seams that seem to produce the best. So when it seems like it's a good place, it's the current seams that he's talking about. And what a current seam is where you've got some river current that brushes up against an area of slack water, and it creates a seam and sometimes some eddies where bait tends to fall into those areas. This is forage that may be floating down the river, minnows that are moving upstream and they want to tuck in to a spot where they have a little bit of a sanctuary. And the smallmouth bass are in there too, and they are loving it because they don't have to fight the current too much because it is a little bit of current there, but they're able to get at the forage base and they're able to feed like crazy, and they will take baits with reckless abandon. So check out the seams. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
Weather. It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. We're going to drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59. 98 Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
It was the 14th of October and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking and that Coldplay song. But I do, from your blue jeans to your shoes. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable.
taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running and you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Whoa, I told you I was gonna marry you. You probably didn't think that it was true.
All right, little Thomas Rhett there with Unforgettable at 98Q Country. It's time, Friday mornings, we talk a little sports, and we got our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, with us. Top of the morning to you there, Mr. Clemens.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, fired up. I tell you what, the Brewer fans here are so excited here in northern Wisconsin, and I'm excited for them because Brewer fans were rooting for my Twins to beat the Cubs the last few days. Oh, it's been a great couple of days, Mike.
Well, Twins got business taken care of the first couple of games in that series, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yep.
God, you know, Craig Counsell finally got his guys right yesterday. I think it was 8-1 that they won yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you know, here come the L.A. Dodgers, you know, best team in the National League, former defending champion, and a $300 million-plus payroll, like three times the amount of what you know the Brewers players played. And so in that first game, you know, they start smacking around that Yamamoto, the starter, one of their expensive guys, 9-1. He exits in the first inning with just two outs because he gives up like five runs, and he looked completely shook up after the game. They do this press. There was also this huge media contingency from L.A. from Japan. Like they work for the NHK network over in Tokyo and other Japanese networks, because obviously Japan, the Dodgers are like their team. You know, there's such a following there. There was like 18 to 20 reporters just from those networks alone, so the press box was full. And then Tuesday night they're on TBS, and it's Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, against Clayton Kershaw. And after giving up that, you know, initial leadoff home run to Shohei Ohtani, and you think, oh boy, and so here's the 23-year-old kid. Like, you know, he's gonna get drilled tonight. You know, up again, and he giving up that to grand slam in his out. He puts his head down, Joel, and he starts striking out guys. He ends up striking out 12 players, celebrating after each inning. Gives them like six innings. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw, I get to talk to him. That's one thing about baseball. The access is just tremendous.
Nice.
I'm standing next to him after the game, and he's like, I know who that kid is now. My gosh. He said, I don't think those guys threw between him and Uribe and Trevor McGill. I don't think there was a pitch lower than 98 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So they beat him 3-1. And then Jose Quintana comes in, locates the ball against Tyler Glasnow, who is just back from an inflamed shoulder. The Dodgers' bullpen is hurting. You know, they've got half of their guys that they've got in rotation. That's one of the things that they've been complaining about with a six-game losing streak. And when you walk in that Dodgers clubhouse, it's almost like you're walking into the Packers clubhouse. They're just, most of them are all just bigger and older and like in their 30s. I mean, this Glasnow pitcher just come back from a shoulder injury. He's bigger than Tucker Kraft, you know?
Yeah.
So the Brewers sweep these guys, and it's just incredible. Andrew Vaughn, here's you know, Pat Murphy, here's how he plays with these guys. Reese Hoskins, the veteran, jacks up his thumb. He's got a big brace on it, won't be back until sometime in August. And so do they put Jake Bauer in for a big game against the Dodgers? No, they bring in Andrew Vaughn, who they got in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Civale, who, you know, refused to go to the Brewers bullpen.
Yeah.
And Murph decided to go with the guy who had just come in on a plane at 12:30 at night the night before, because you know what? He probably won't be thinking about it. Isn't that interesting?
It worked.
It worked. I mean, he ended up getting a 3-run home run in his first at bat, and a clutch pinch hit on Wednesday's game too. So, you know, you're talking about the Miz against Crenshaw and the speed of the pitches. William Contreras just outclassed the Dodgers catchers with his play. So you get to go into the clubhouse, the manager's office in the visitor's clubhouse. We sit down, and there's you know, Dave Roberts, one of the best in the business, and who also, by the way, was really shook up. But he said, you know what, I'll catch up with the team in San Francisco. He stayed in Wisconsin yesterday to go golfing, maybe Aaron Hills or something like
nice.
That.
Nice.
He didn't go back with the team. But I asked him this question about what he just saw from this young Brewers team.
All right.
Dave, was Milwaukee one of the more aggressive teams you faced this year on the base paths?
They are. You know, it's a team that prevents runs really well. They play defense really well, and offensively they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
All right. Yeah, great compliment from him, from Robertson.
Yeah.
From Roberts.
So, and so, you know, the Brewers, I mean, their confidence is just flying high. Now, tonight they're going to go against the Nationals, one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, they just fired their manager and their general manager. So they've got, Dave Martinez got fired as the manager there. They've got a guy named Cairo that's going to be an interim manager for now. And so let's see if they can pick up three more at home before they head into the All-Star break. And then and Trevor McGill, a guy who, you know, left high school early, finished at a charter school, had to have Tommy John surgery as a kid, you know, at the college level, got drafted, got bounced around the league. And at 30 years old, Matt Arnold picks him up after coming out of the Cubs and gives him a shot. And then after Devin Williams has an injury, he gets on the mound and becomes the Brewers' closer for the last year and a half. And, man, did he deliver, you know, the other day in a big game against the Dodgers. And so now he gets picked to go to the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And he's so excited about that. This is probably because I guess Freddie Peralta now is going to pitch on Sunday. That's just the way the rotation came up. So McGill will represent the Brewers. And listen to what Pat Murphy, because McGill is such a competitor and you know, just looks like a tough guy, you know, on the outside. And we asked Pat Murphy, what's this guy been like in the clubhouse at 31 years old?
You know what? He's given to the team. He's if you don't know him, he's a tremendous giver. You know what I mean? He gives a lot of himself, and he's got his ways about him. It takes a while to get to know him. He's been through a lot in life. He's way more mature than you give a normal kid his age credit. And he really just loves being part of something and being an important piece of something. And now that he's found this home, last year some, you know, he was a big part of it. But this year a lot, and he's given that responsibility. He loves it. So he's very, very grateful, very, very thankful. Yeah, I'm pumped for him, really pumped for him. There's a lot of deserving guys, you know. On our team, in my opinion, but I don't put the chess pieces together on who fits and who doesn't and who is voted. I don't even know how it works. I don't want to know. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a great honor, but it isn't. It doesn't define you in any way.
Yeah, what a great story with McGill. That's just an awesome story.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Brewers, this is what Pat Murphy set these guys up for, right? He doesn't have a bunch of 28, 29-year-old you know, home run sluggers. He finds these guys that are fast, they're young, that they don't strike out, be smart, and he's not afraid to bench a guy like Joey Ortiz, who's doing great at shortstop, but making bad decisions at the plate. And he said, yeah, that. Why? So why is Ortiz out of the lineup for a second day? Because he PO'd the manager,
and a nice drop on national TV, by the way, by Murphy.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, a natural reaction. It looked like Mono, as they call him, had hit a home run and dropped just short of the fence. And he said, get up, get out of here, blank.
Exactly.
So that was pretty funny. I had this thought. There's no question about when you're walking around the press box, when you're walking around the Brewers clubhouse before a game, how much, you know, Euchre is missed there. I mean, he's just such a presence there for the entire run of the franchise. But there's a void there, and I'll tell you, the guy who's filled it with, you know, experience and leadership and humor, but at the same time, he's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tick him off, you know.
It's Pat.
Do what he says. It's Murphy, man.
Yeah, he really is.
And it's not like he's changed at all. It's just there was a void there, and he's filling it. He's the guy that's in there that keeps it light, you know, that where Euchre would have done that.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the stat on that game that the Miz started. Those four pitchers in that game had an average pitch speed of over 99 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It was the fastest ever recorded since they started doing it back in 2008. That was
the highest. 2008, yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You know, and again, as great as a people button pushing guy that Murph is with this mainly young team, and it matters very much to him. All right, what new guy are you bringing in off the street to go into my clubhouse? Because I don't want a head case in here. Got it?
Yeah. You
know, we got rid of Corbin Burns for that reason, to be quite frank.
Yeah, Brewers National.
But Matt Arnold and the scouting department, you know what the Brewers, they've got like almost 200 people in that office. I think their theory is invest the money in scouting around the world, Venezuela and all that, as opposed to Shohei Ohtani and paying him $700 million. That's where they spend their money in scouting.
Yeah. Brewers, Nationals this weekend, then the All-Star break. Quick note on the Bucks, because I think with the way the Bucks are shuffling some players around, watching this summer league thing maybe has a little more interest for Bucks fans, because we're looking for a guy or two maybe that will step in this year, right?
Yeah, and they won last night in a buzzer beater, 90-89 over the Nuggets like that. And then today, you know, I was complaining about the press conference that got called off before the draft, and we didn't get a chance to talk to John Horst. Well, the Bucks are all out in Vegas for the summer league games, and we got a notice last night. Hey, you know what? John Horst and Doc Rivers will meet with you guys in Las Vegas tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you.
And could you let us know by 10 a.m. Friday morning if you can RSVP? This is like 6 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to fire up the Civic Media Learjet and get out to Vegas to cover this thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, but they're going to introduce Miles Turner, the guy that they picked up in free agency that just shocked the world, and he's going to be formally introduced in Las Vegas today. We'll be watching on the networks back here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, fun time watching the Brewers. This was a bit of a surprise that they're this good. This is fun for baseball fans. This is awesome.
Sure is.
Thank you, Mr. Clemens. We'll talk to you next Friday. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep, Mike Clemens. He's our 98Q sports reporter, Civic Media. He's all over the place. He's not going to go to Vegas, though. That Civic Media jet, I got that already reserved for the weekend, so he can't go to Vegas for that press conference. He joins us Friday mornings at 8:15. You hear him on the sports all week long. It's 8:28. Birthdays and anniversaries. If you got one, give us a call quick at 715-762-3221. We'll get to our celebrants and give away a cake from Super One coming right up after the news.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Central Texas, crews digging through piles of debris to try to locate the more than 160 people still missing after catastrophic flooding exactly a week ago. ABC's Trevor Ault has more from Kerrville. The city President Trump and the First Lady will be visiting this morning.
President Trump and the First Lady will be meeting with emergency responders and grieving families, and he will also likely face questions about the response to this tragedy. He's so far only had praise for the government's response. He's referred to this flooding as a once in every 200 years event.
State Department firing more than 1,300 career diplomats and civil servants as a part of a reorganization plan announced earlier this year. Critics say it'll damage America's global leadership. State Department says it will streamline operations. 800 flight cancellations, 9,000 flight delays, all of it because of the weather in the Midwest. Most of those disruptions happening at O'Hare Airport. It's already said today's rain and lightning could also disrupt things. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. After meeting with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the contractor, the city of Park Falls can report that grass medians are being replaced with concrete on the south portion of the Highway 13 project. In addition, work is progressing on the removals and installations of new curb ramps at all of the intersections between 5th Street North and the Lower Dam Bridge. These are being done in a staggered fashion every other block, and when complete, they will switch to the opposite blocks. You will see detour signs, but these are for pedestrians only, and there are no vehicular detours with this project. It is anticipated that work will begin on the replacement of the streetlight fixtures in the next week or two. The mill and overlay portion of the project is not scheduled until mid-August. This project contract is for 45 working days, and 6.5 days have been completed so far. Work and scheduling are all subject to the weather. The City of Park Falls thanks you for your patience during this ongoing time of construction. Tuesday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., there's a blood drive over at the Park Falls Public Library. You can donate blood and receive a free Culver's pint of custard. Walk-ins are welcome, but you can schedule through a link available at donateblood.veriti.org. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, July 15th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. over at 121 4th Avenue North at the Park Falls Public Library. Health officials at Aspirus are jumping on the bandwagon to alert Wisconsinites of the rare but potentially deadly tick-borne illness called Powassan virus. Melissa Kay reports.
We know black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks, are responsible for spreading Lyme disease, but they're also the culprits behind the recent confirmed cases of Powassan virus in our state. The symptoms are similar to viral encephalitis or inflammation of the brain.
Fevers and headaches and malaise, not eating, not drinking, not communicating. So basically, brain on fire symptoms.
That's Dr. James Thatcher. He's a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He said that while the virus is rare, the severity is alarming. If you've received a tick bite and develop any symptoms, you should let your loved ones know and seek medical care immediately.
If you're not well, you should really make sure you're in communication with family if you're alone, and make sure that someone's checking on you. My biggest concern with viral encephalitis is dehydration.
Dr. Thatcher said the best way to protect yourself is to prevent bites in the first place. You can use chemicals like DEET, but natural alternatives also work.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, clove that help repel ticks, but also the other bugs.
According to reports from state health officials, three adults in Wisconsin have been hospitalized with this virus, and one person has died.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A buzzer beater for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The NBA Summer League kicked off last night in Las Vegas. Teams getting a look at some of their youngest players. Milwaukee against Denver, down by two. Andre Jackson Jr. with a pass to the Bucks' Jamari Bouye, who moved to the right behind the three-point line on ESPN.
Jackson to inbound. He finds Bouye. Liddell all over him. The step over. He gets it up.
The Bucks over the Nuggets, 90-89. GM John Horst and Doc Rivers to introduce Miles Turner to the media, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, the Brewers against the last place Nationals. The crew now just two games behind the Cubs, who beat the Twins yesterday 8-1, avoiding the sweep in Minnesota. Pete Crow Armstrong with two home runs, and former Brewer pitcher Colin Ray allowing just one run in seven innings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents the Lansky King Online Auction in Mercer, Wisconsin. Online bidding is live now, and the first lots start closing at 7 p.m. this Sunday, July 13th. Don't miss a special sneak peek this Saturday at 4256 N. Wallace Road in Mercer. Featured items include a Ranger 1600 boat with 3,500 horsepower Evinrude, complete with Shorelander trailer, a two-person paddle boat, and much more. Visit HeckmanAuction.com for the full lineup and download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Let's do some birthdays. Give away a cake, celebrity ones first of all, on this 11th of July. If you're celebrating today, you share your day with Octomom. The Octomom is 50 today. The Asian American had octuplets in 2009. And she was, they did a reality show about her, and she had all kinds of stories to go with that. But she's 50 today. Leon Spinks, former heavyweight boxer, 72 today for Leon Spinks. Jeff Hanna, the Detroit native, the guitarist and singer for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Fishing in the Dark, 78 for Jeff Hanna, Mr. Nitty Gritty Dirt Boy. Myra Brown Lewis, celebrating an 80th birthday today. She was 13 and his second cousin when she married Jerry Lee Lewis. Oh, she was the female part of that Jerry Lee Lewis story. I gotcha. So Myra Brown Lewis is still with us. She's 80 today, 80, and I'm sure has a couple of stories to tell you. Giorgio Armani, the fashion clothes designer. With a name like Giorgio Armani, you have to design clothes. 91 today. And Yul Brynner, a native of Vladivostok, Russia. He was equally at home in theater and film, making Easterns, The King and I, Westerns, The Magnificent Seven was in that, and even science fiction films. Science fiction Westerns, actually, called Westworld. I vaguely remember that. I want to keep forgetting it. A longtime smoker, he died of lung cancer at 65, and he left a creepy anti-smoking PSA after he passed away. I remember that. So Yul Brynner, born on this day, 1920, passed 1985. Locally, we've got Annie Amos is celebrating a 40th birthday today. Lori called that in. Annie, hope you have a great day. Mr. Tom Jenisek. Tom is celebrating a birthday today. A couple of calls for Tom from the family and from the friends. So, Mr. Jenisek, hope you have a great birthday today. Wyatt Hinton is celebrating this weekend. That is a Sunday birthday. Cindy wants to wish Wyatt a happy birthday this weekend. And Chase Polachek is celebrating a birthday today. Linda wants to wish you a happy birthday. Let me grab the birthday box here. Let's mix them all up. Not my birthday. Well, happy birthday to you. Here we go. I have drawn the name of a winner from the box. It is a young lady who celebrated, I believe it may have been yesterday or the day before. Or the day before that. But it is this week, I remember. Sarah Reed. You got yourself a free cake, Sarah. Sarah Reed. Thanks for letting us know about her birthday. And congratulations from the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls.
No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
Summer is in full swing at Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. Whatever your favorite outdoor activity is, Bader's has the gear and accessories to make your time in Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods more enjoyable. From fishing to boating, camping to hiking, Bader's has you covered this summer. Check out their website, baderssportscenter.com, or see them on Facebook. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips. Get out and enjoy beautiful northern Wisconsin this summer. Quick birthday correction. We want to wish happy birthday to Dave Polachek, not Chase. So it's Dave. So Dave, have yourself a happy birthday. And thanks for letting us know about it. You didn't win the cake, Dave, but you hope you can still go ahead and have yourself a happy birthday, we hope anyway.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. We're going to drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
98Q Country.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Since you did what you done to me, I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me.
sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
AQ Country.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went a riding them old farm ruts, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket neath the sunset. was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on a sweet bus. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. Watermelon
swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind.
All right, like that. Tracy Lawrence, 98Q Country, Joel here, The Morning Show. Hope your weekend is good. Traversing around some of the road construction. Park Falls, not too bad. Phillips, yeah. Birthday wishes for Nikki Week today. Missed getting this on a little bit early. Apologize for that. But Nikki, you'll be in for next week's cake drawing, so you got that going for you. So Nikki Week, from your loving family, they want to wish you a very, very happy birthday today. I hope it's a great day for you. My wife and I ran over to Minocqua yesterday to the Chinese restaurant over there. They have a nice buffet over there. And I, for some reason, did not. My wife opened up her fortune cookie, but I did not. And for some reason, it remained in the car. And for some reason, I brought it into the studio. And for some reason, I haven't eaten it yet. So apparently it was meant for you and I. This is going to be our fortune for the weekend, all right? You and me. If you're listening right now, you were meant to be right here with this fortune, all right? I hope it's a good one. It's not a bad fortune. There's no such thing as a bad fortune, right? Hang on, I can't eat the cookies on the air, so I got to maneuver around and get the fortune out of it. Now I drop part of the cookie on the floor. All right, here we go. This is our fortune for the weekend. Whatever you're doing, swimming or fishing, cherish the simple moments that bring joy. They are, it's really small writing, they are the true treasures of life to remember. Oh, isn't that so true? That was good. See, it was meant for you to hear that. So cherish the single moments that bring you joy. They are the true treasure of life to remember. Oh, nice. All right. So you take that with you, and now I'm going to eat this fortune cookie. So you listen to this. All right.
Looking for secure storage? Tascovia Storage has you covered. A brand new 80-unit storage complex in eastern Sawyer County opens July 1st. Choose from spacious 12 by 30 or 10 by 20 units, perfect for storing household goods, boats, motors, and more. Protect your valuables from the elements with monthly or yearly rental options. Reserve your unit now by calling Sharon at Biller Realty at 715-266-2412. Tascovia Storage is conveniently located at the intersection of County Road GG and Highway 70 in Loretta and Draper, Wisconsin.
From concerts in the park to local markets and summer festivals, the heart of Phillips beats strong thanks to the people and businesses who care. At the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce, we're proud to support local events, connect businesses, and bring our community together. Want to know what's next? Visit PhillipsWisconsin.net, follow us on Facebook, or just stop in and become a member today. Together we make Phillips a great place to live, work, and visit. And hey, don't forget to tell Steve Precor you heard this ad.
Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not, MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping, making your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit mainsvrbookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Everyone at Freeze Firewood hopes that you're enjoying this fabulous summer. They want to remind you that now is the time to get your winter firewood delivered and have the peace of mind knowing that you're prepared when the cooler weather decides to arrive. There's also still time to design your new dream pier and have it installed to enjoy those colorful fall days. Freeze Firewood, right on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin. Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway and check in with Pete down there. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rocking and rolling.
We've got some special things going on down at Wheelway this month, Pete.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, we have our biggest sales event going on right now. We have a bunch of new inventory that's just hit the lot. If you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, car, minivan, SUV, we got them all right here.
All right. And people can start that process at wheelwayautos.com, Pete. They can even start that financing if they've been turned down by other places or they think their credit is not that good. That's a good place to start right there, right?
Absolutely. No credit, bad credit, no problem. Make sure you go on our website at wheelwayautoswithanS.com, fill out a credit application, and you can give it, our finance guy will give you a call and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
All right. Trade-ins are always welcome if you want to bring that in too. They can do it all in one stop, Pete.
Come on down here. If not, give us a call at 762-2467. I'm going to 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, we got tons of savings and a bunch of brand new inventory hitting the lot here today.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right there on Highway 13.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling of Eagle River would like to honor and salute the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. Your efforts could save the life of a wounded warrior, also possibly a GI coming home. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling of Eagle River, serving the area with pride and integrity. Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling of Eagle River, on the air because they care.
TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
98Q Country.
Wish I had a car. Top broke down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Riley's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Norma Jean Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna do. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
D's drive through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey daddy, who's that? And before I could answer back, she said, daddy, look, there's a plane. We there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. On the highway back home, I saw a lady in a
black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more